Today's courageous conversation comes from Rick Parker, artist, writer, and cartoonist. On November 4th, 1968, I was 22 years old and officer in charge of the military funeral for Private First Class Robert C. Harkins of New Boston, Texas. He'd been killed in action in Vietnam before he turned 21. My military detachment from Fort Sill, Oklahoma, consisted of 15 uniformed soldiers in dress greens, six wearing white gloves to carry his flag-draped casket from the hearse to the grave, and a seven-man firing party carrying M14s, firing blanks to honor his sacrifice with three volleys of fire to comprise a 21-gun salute. PFC Harkins' next of kin was a five-year-old girl, his daughter, to whom the folded American flag was to be presented at graveside. It was a sunny but brisk November morning, and we were gathered together in a humble little cemetery on a bleak hillside overlooking a highway on the outskirts of Texarkana, Texas. I thought it strange that the cars and trucks down on the highway didn't stop, but continued on their way, oblivious to the scene that was unfolding before our eyes. It seemed to me that the whole world should stop. The preacher concluded his remarks, closed his Bible with a dramatic thump, and took one step back. Senior pallbearer, specialist Benny K. Stevens of Little Rock, Arkansas, executed a left face, took several steps forward, and bent down with the American flag in his upturned and white-gloved hands. He spoke softly to the little girl who was seated nearest the freshly dug grave of her father. "Please accept this flag on behalf of a grateful nation." For a brief moment, the little girl looked up at him as if unsure of what to do. Then she reluctantly took the flag and held it up against her chest as if trying to keep warm. It struck me as much the same way that her dead father must have surely held her when she was a baby only 5 years before. The moment was shattered as the firing party fired the first volley of the 21-gun salute. It startled everyone, myself included. And the few gathered there who had known PFC Robert C. Harkins in life began to softly cry as the funeral director released a lever and began to slowly lower PFC Harkins into his own little corner of America. Off in the distance, another truck whined down the highway. The wind picked up, and I felt a shiver run through me. Suddenly, PFC Harkins' daughter began to cry out, "Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!" She cried "Daddy" over and over again, as the top of his now bare silver casket descended forever from view. I wondered what kind of memories she would have of her father that she might carry with her as she lived out her life. That little girl would be 50 years old now. I've often wondered what kind of guy PFC Harkins was. I wondered what his life was like and where his wife was. I've thought about him many times over the past 45 years. I think it's good to remember that there are many men and women like Robert C. Harkins who've served in our military and sacrificed their lives for our country. We owe them all a debt of gratitude, which we can never repay. Today's courageous conversation came from Rick Parker, artist, writer, and cartoonist.
All of the courageous conversations are archived at mainpublic.org. Just click on television. The Vietnam War by filmmaker Ken Burns starts Sunday evening, September 17th, on Maine Public Television.